At each Summer Olympics, female gymnasts are celebrated just as female ice skaters are celebrated at each Winter Games, and good on them for that, and good on the thousands of other women who compete as well, 4,862 of them this time around, in fact. But during this year commemorating the 40th anniversary of the passage of Title IX, the legislation that helped launch an explosion in the participation of girls and women in sports in the U.S., there are other less happy developments to note. This week, Sports Illustrated's Grant Wall found that most of the members of the U.S. women's soccer team would like to play next in Germany, Sweden, or France. That's because their alternative is a semi-pro league in the U.S., where the first pro league failed in 2003 and the second tanked after the 2011 season, each after only 3 years of operation. In other news regarding female Olympians, Saudi Arabia sent two women to the Games. This was a first for that nation, in which women are forbidden to drive and required to get permission from a male relative before they can travel abroad or marry. Ali Siraj Abdul Rahim Sharkani, who competed in judo, said, "I am happy to be at the Olympics. Hopefully this is a beginning of a new era." She's entitled to her optimism, but the editor-in-chief of the Saudi Arabian daily newspaper Okaz indicated that perhaps Sharkani shouldn't get her hopes up. "She will definitely face difficulties at home," Hashem Abdu Hashem told the Associated Press. "The society will look at her negatively." Unhappily, and often unfairly, that's the fate bound to befall some number of athletes who failed to live up to expectations at the Games. It's another sadder matter to be looked at negatively for showing up.